My name is Lauren Jerry, and today I'm excited to be in conversation with Mauricio Suarez. He's the co-founder and director at MS Live and Arca based in Sao Paulo, which are shaping the future of electronic dance music in Brazil. So Arca is described as a symbol of renovation, transformation, protection, and rebirth. In a time when the city of Sao Paulo is seeking new solutions and spaces, Arca emerges as a venue to host the ideas, people, and happenings that will transform the city. This also happens to be the same roof that once provided shelter to an icon of Sao Paulo's industrial revolution. Arca is a platform for the creative industry, for the arts, entrepreneurship, and innovation. So thank you for joining me today, Mauricio.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
So let's get right into it. What's the story of Arca? How did it come to be?
Well, it was back in March 2017. My partner and I, we were looking for a spot to promote awakenings in São Paulo. We still are big fans of the event, and we wanted to reproduce that industrial atmosphere that we found in Amsterdam, in our home city. So we literally spent months scanning the city, looking for the perfect spot. But when we entered Arca for the first time, the warehouse that would become Arca, it was so monumental, you know, it was so special that we looked at each other and said, it's not going to be just a one night stand. You know, we got to do something else with this space. And the way that we found to make it a reality was to broaden the scope that we initially had in mind, and create this platform for the whole creative industry. So we got all sorts of events, audiovisual projects, art projects, photo shootings, advertising, filmings. So everything we can host there. It's really like a blank canvas.
I like that. So it's like a opening a kind of worms. You literally welcome all ideas from everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Arca is Portuguese for arc. So like in Noah's Ark, you know, we wanted to bring together all the species of the creative industry.
Oh, that's beautiful. So yeah, what made you want to begin this establishment? I know you've just explained it, but could you go a bit in detail about what brought this idea to life?
Okay. Back in 2017, my partner and I, we were both working together at IDNT Brazil / Plus Network, you know, a company that was part of the SFX group. So when all the, you know, cash flow problems of SFX came to be, we got a memo from the US saying, hey guys, we're not able to invest any more money in the Brazilian operation. So whatever risk you take there, it's on your own. So we thought, okay, if we're going to take the risk on our own, we might as well do it in our own company, not somebody else's. So that's when the Arca, you know, the idea of Arca became a reality for us. We quit our jobs at the other company. And in January 2018, we started working full-time in the development of the concept, the business model, and the ideal program that we had in mind for the space, because we're not rich. We don't come from wealthy families, so we didn't have a lot of money for like a launch campaign or anything like that. So we knew right from the start that we needed to bring special projects that would be even more enhanced by the venue's atmosphere, and that would bring the people to visit. And that's what we did. We inaugurated the space with São Paulo Fashion Week in October 2018. So immediately in the first event, we had journalists, we had people from the fashion scene, people from the music scene, you know, all there being amazed by that, you know, such a huge space, such a different space, you know, so unusual. And of course, tagging the location Arca, which was great for us.
I'm really glad you went for it and it paid off in a big way. That's yeah. Amazing. And encouraging for all of those of us who want to go after our dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a real special ride. Mm-hmm. And also in 2019, in September 2019, we opened MS Live, which is mm-hmm. our event production and promotion company. Mm-hmm. So they basically work in tandem as hardware and software. You know, Arca is the hardware, MS Live is the software, mm-hmm. and that allows us to improve in every production that we do there. We correct some errors, we improve some things, we listen a lot to our audience. You know, their feedback is really important for us. So we're always evolving in our value proposition, both for ourselves and for our clients at Arca, and ultimately for all the visitors that come to our events and to other events at Arca.
Feels very well thought out, and I like that both your ventures feed into each other. So that's great. Yeah. How would you say Arca symbolizes renovation, transformation, protection, and rebirth?
Well, that space, that area of São Paulo was really, really degraded. You know, a lot of, you know, empty warehouses, you know, drug addicts on the streets, a lot of poverty surrounding it. So right from the beginning, when we thought of the concept of Arca, we wanted it to be inclusive, not only for creatives, but for the community that surrounds us. So we do that in different ways. We provide free tickets for the events to this community. We provide job opportunities. We also promote some capacitation programs every now and then, you know, to get these people to have hope in a better future, you know, and also to nurture a healthy relationship with the community that surrounds us. We don't want to be like an alien, like the mothership that comes, do their things and goes away with all the resources, you know, all the wealth. We want this transformation to be inclusive and this these people to be a part of it.
That's amazing. So it circulates whatever, like it came and it helps everyone in its surroundings, which is great. That's amazing. So Arca sounds like such a huge space. Could you give us a bit of perspective and describe it to someone who has never set foot in the venue before?
Well, I know that the system, you know, the measurement system in the US is different, mm-hmm. but here in Brazil, we use the metric system. It's almost 9,000 square meters of internal area, 16 meters high ceiling. So that gives us a lot of space for, you know, the most amazing productions. Like Afterlife, we had in March 22, after, you know, waiting through the whole pandemic. It was an event that was supposed to happen 2 days after the lockdown started in São Paulo. So we had all the international crew, all the production was already set up, and we had to dismantle it and wait for 2 years until finally we did it in March 22. And it was a real level up event for Afterlife. Because of the creative resources that we have at Arca, you know, we transformed the structure, the original structure, you know, to mm-hmm. Have trusses, like stage trusses. So we have this capacity of approximately 30 tons of rigging. So that really sets us apart from other venues and allows for, you know, much more creative freedom for the people that do events at our venue.
That's very accommodating. That means you can have literally all manner of events there. Which brings me to my next question, because ARCA is known to host a wealth of ideas, from summits to fashion shows to like festivals and big dance productions. So what style or genre do you normally have? I know you touched on it a bit, but what are the most reoccurring events that you have there? What kind?
Currently, we are more techno-oriented. But the idea moving forward is to bring more diversity to it. We already had events like Defected. This year, we're working. It's news, but we're working on bringing Glitterbox to to Brazil. So you know, it's from the Defected family, but a different approach, a different music style. We're very excited about it. And we also want to do more mainstream oriented events. We had Armin van Buuren last year. This year we're probably gonna have, on the second half of 23, we'll have a couple of mainstream artists, you know, doing headline shows at ARCA as well. So excited about it, you know, because we don't want to cater only for a sub segment. We want to cater to all the electronic music scene, as we do for other type of events. We have from the real like square corporate events to gastronomy events, barbecue events. Yeah, as I said, fashion shows, art exhibitions, and we want to keep this this diversity, because it makes the space even more special, because there's not like you're catering only to one specific community and the people are there like every week. So we bring this kind of scarcity that we have like one or two events for each subgroup a year, and then every time that people go there, they're really happy to be there, they're amazed by the different productions, and that's how we want to move forward.
I can imagine that, because if you're able to fit all these categories of events in the same space and still kill it in production, that's really cool. I guess kudos to you for that one. What is the craziest experience you have ever witnessed at your establishment?
I have to say that it was drive-through art. It was an event that we did in the first peak of the pandemic in Brazil. It was a real challenge because, as everyone else, we were at home, kind of depressed, you know, not knowing about what the future would bring. And seeing all like the, okay, drive in this, drive in that. Okay, maybe there's an opportunity to tweak this idea and have this experience that people could have in person, even during the most harsh period of the pandemic. And we managed to do that. We worked together with some people from the municipality to develop how the model would look like in terms of safety, health, social distancing, and how many people we could have in each car. How could we provide this experience to people that didn't have their own cars? So we had four cars that were completely sanitized and sterilized after being used by each group. And it was really amazing, you know, the feedback that we had from people was overwhelming, like you're giving us a breath of fresh air when we were all like locked down in our homes. And that was really special. And on top of that, that brought us exposure in over 35 countries, media exposure. Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine with 9,000 square feet, there's like this, what can you not do? There's so many different ideas you could have. And I'm glad that I was able to come through, especially in light of the pandemic. You still were able to put us like touch people's hearts and give them a little hope in the middle of, whatever that was we went through. So Arca has in the past shown dance music events to the likes of Armin van Buuren, Defected Records, and Gina Deep, just to mention a few. So if you had to choose one performance to be your most memorable at your establishment, which one was it? Which would it have been?
That's an interesting question. It's difficult to say, you know. It's like asking someone, what's your favorite child? I think that, you know, for the time that we waited for it, and for the level of production and for the challenge that was to have that event there, I have to say Eric Prydz' Holo.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah. You know, the fact that only other five venues in the whole world had that show, the fact that we, the Brazilian audience, had been waiting for almost 15 years for him to come to Brazil, you know, because of the flying phobia, all that thing. That was a real special moment for us to be able to be a part in bringing this to reality.
I can imagine, because even as you say, it's only been in five venues in the world. It's one of the five venues. That's one of the six venues.
It was Arca and another five. Yeah.
Okay. That's,
by the way, I got here my conversion app. 9,000 square meters is about 97,000 square feet.
That's massive. That's, I can't even like, I can't put it into perspective in my mind, I guess. But when you see it, it feels like you'll be a dot in this big space. It's just like, whoa, that's a lot to do, like, for that space. And I'm really excited to see what else you do with the space in the years to come.
That's the reaction we get from most people when they enter this space for the first time. It's like immediately, whoa.
You feel so insignificantly small in such a big space. Oh, that's so cool. I hope to visit soon in Brazil. So apart from the infrastructure that you have that could accommodate all of these different types of events, what sets Arca apart from all of the venues in Sao Paulo?
I think it's personality. We tried as much as possible to keep the original structures and the original atmosphere intact. So we converted like the management's office into our green room. We restored the old toilets and you know, converted them into proper toilets for the audience. The ditches that were already there for the electrical and hydraulic piping, we made them smaller to be more manageable in terms of day-to-day operations. So the lids are not so heavy, but we kept them there, and it's a valuable resource for all the productions that we host there. Oh, of course, the sound insulation that was already there as well, because it was a metal industry, So the machinery that was there was really, really noisy. So the building already had sound insulation, and we only made it better with the new roof. We substituted the old roof, and we kept the pattern like the walls you can see in pictures, and provided it with like a thermo acoustic blanket and new passive air exhaustion system. So we don't have air conditioning, but we still have thermal comfort throughout most of the year. Only in the hottest summer days we need to get some additional cooling systems.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, it's very well thought out space, and it translates. I've seen some of the images, and together with some of the productions that you've had there, and it really translates to it. Like, it's very well thought out, and I really like that. So do you have any future advancements or changes that you will be making to the establishment?
Well, for now, you know, we just did some additional restorations and improvements. Like, mm-hmm. now we can have power generators working in redundancy. So mm-hmm. we're not dependent at all in the public electricity. So that for São Paulo is a very nice thing, because especially during the summer, with mm-hmm. the summer rains, we get power outages throughout the city very frequently. So that's something that we sorted out recently. The new lighting system, which we installed modern equipment that lowered our electric consumption by 75%. So we made the space even greener. What else? Yeah, I don't know. I think that for the time being, we're gonna keep the space as it is. But we are exploring opportunities of avant-garde events. You know, things that involve new media art together with music. So this is something that will be quite fresh for the São Paulo audience.
That's exciting. And I look forward to seeing what it comes to be. So now a little bit more about you. What are your favorite aspects of your job and being in the entertainment industry?
I think that the sense of accomplishment, you know, because when you work for a multinational corporation, you know, and a huge structure, you're just, you know, a small, very small piece in a huge machine. And many times, I think most of the times, you don't actually know what happens, you know, before that job came to your table and what happens to it after you deliver it to the next phase. And working with the entertainment, working with events, and managing a venue, you see a lot of projects, you know, from the very beginning until their peak, and then the end, and starts another cycle. So that sense of accomplishment every time that we have a successful event, that's something really special, you know, to be able to make people happy or to provide them with a good opportunity for networking, to meet new people, to be amazed by an extraordinary experience, to look in people's face and see the awe. You know, that's something that's just... there's no other thing that brings me such a satisfaction, you know?
Very fulfilling.
Yeah, very fulfilling.
Yeah. And what are some challenges that you faced as a manager of the space or as a co-founder along the way?
Several. Well, first of all, ACA was the first venue of its kind in São Paulo. So to evangelize clients and decision makers in, you know, important brands, that this could be a viable venue even for the most sophisticated production. That was the initial challenge. And I think that our own events helped a lot in that sense, because we could illustrate, you know, what's possible to do inside the space. What else? I think that establishing and cultivating the relationship with the community that surrounds us was also tricky in the beginning, and in some ways it still is, because there's a lot of complexity there. You know, so there is the community leadership, but they live in very harsh conditions. There is like some drug trafficking inside the community. So we have to navigate in a way that will gradually bring us to a new and better reality, but avoiding conflict, avoiding being like imposive in any sense, and especially avoiding putting ourselves in a position that we know what's best for you. You know, we have to be open to listen. We have to be open to learn about their particular realities and work from there, not from our own perspectives. Because many times we can't grasp some of the problems that they go through, you know, and to be able to support this community and provide them with opportunities for leisure, jobs, capacitation again, you know, it's a real privilege for us.
That's beautiful. I really like how you say that in helping the community, you don't want to be there as the person who knows what's best for other people, because you can't know what they need. So the way you're approaching the whole project is very insightful. I'm enjoying listening to how you brought this to life. My last question for you. Oh, sorry, it's not my last, but what advice do you have for anyone that would like to set up an establishment like yours, like ARCA?
First of all, listen to the critics. Mm-hmm. You know, to polish your idea, to polish your concept, but don't be like a hostage to their opinions. You know, we heard a lot of people saying like, you're crazy. This is never going to work out. How will you bring like the hotshot clients to a space that, you know, was so dirty and deteriorated? And we said, wait and see, you know, we saw that happening, elsewhere in the world. And, we know that it's possible to pull it off. And try to be original in a way, in the way that you develop the business model. For us, that was really important. That's what brought us the resilience to go through the pandemic and come to the other side organized, healthy, and ready for you know, takeoff, and be a real partner to the people that work with you. So our landlords, they don't see us as regular tenants, you know, because what we do is valuable for them in terms of placemaking, in terms of increasing the value of their property. We always try to listen to them and involve them in strategic decisions, because we want to have them on our side. Also, same goes for the community. And see your business not only through the lenses of the bottom line, but what's the value that you can bring to the society as a whole, you know, to the audience, to the culture, to the economy, and of course, in a financial sustainable way.
Okay, that's solid advice. Thank you. I'm sure very many people would like to know, coming from someone who has actually achieved and seen through very many successful events in this very massive venue. So lastly, any exciting events that we should know about in the coming months?
Well, this Saturday, we have the premiere of our first IP. It's called Motus. It's the first event label that we developed for ourselves. So the strategy was to, okay, let's work with the best brands worldwide, learn a lot, create the relationships, and then start doing our own thing. And that's what's happening now. So this Saturday, it will be the premiere of Motus. The lineup has Colin, Matami, Osteo, Big Fat, Buka Shade, you know, one of my favorites from back the time when I was a DJ, back in the early 2000s. So it's again, it's a real privilege to work with the people that we looked up to. And Patrice Bommel, of course, he's also one of my favorites. So I'm very excited about this night. Then in March, we have Afterlife again. Two nights, two shows, bringing the live performances of Anima and Mrak. Also March, we have NAF. It's a Brazilian brand that was co-created with Fisher and Chris Lake. And as I said earlier, in June, we'll have Glitterbox. So first half of the year should be this.
That's a very packed calendar, very exciting stuff on the way. And I'm glad that it's in your hands, because you sound like you do, you take your time with putting these things together, and all through the process from inception, as you said, to packing down the whole event after a successful one. That's amazing stuff. I'm really glad I got to talk to you today. So thank you for making the time to be here. And
thank
I look forward to seeing you sometime soon in the future and your very beautiful space, Arca.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Thank you for the kind words. And whenever you come to Brazil, just drop us a line. We'll be very happy to have you at Arca.